Hey you guys, today's episode is actually brought to you from a live interview on Facebook from one of my fellow friends and coaches online, and it just was really great, jam-packed with a lot of juicy details on how to become sexy and confident, and it's brought to you by one of my courses that's about to start and will be resold in the future if you're catching this later. It's all about becoming sexy, confident, magnetic, stepping out of shame, and just having a lot more pleasure in your life, in your business, and your relationships, and connecting and getting that spark back. So go ahead and check it out and check out the link. It will be in the bio. All right, so let's dive into this Facebook Live.
All right, woman, how are you today? Why don't you give yourself a little bit of an intro?
All right. Hey, everyone. I'm Tia Lynn, and I'm Sexy Biz Babe. I have a podcast. I've been a business coach for a little over a year now. I've been in marketing for like 8 years-ish, and so I just started coaching women instead of working for big companies because I love it. It lights me up, and I'm all about owning your power and being confident and showing up authentically.
Oh, absolutely. And you most certainly show up authentically. If you follow Tia online, I don't know how many of your friends are watching in this group right now, but this woman is absolutely on fire and she is living her fullest truth, which is just so inspiring to see. Girl, you are just like on fire all the time.
Yes, I always put fire. So the funny thing is I'm an Aries, and then I'm also Aries with an Aries and a Leo. So I'm all fire. Like, you can't put out my fire.
This girl is on fire.
Well, look at you. You can kind of sing. That's cool.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. All right. So the topic of discussion today is confidence. And this is why I wanted to bring you on specifically, because you truly personify what I think of when I think of confidence. I mean, you are sexy. You are charismatic. You are energetic. You are absolutely beautiful. You have, you know, a big personality that is so much fun, and that just exudes confidence, you know? Do you ever find that people find you intimidating? Because I know that people who are super confident can come off to other people who are maybe a little insecure or who are a little, they don't have as much of an outgoing personality. Do you find that that can be the case at times?
Yeah, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So I did growing up, and women might look at me differently and maybe not be as friendly. And I'm just going to share what I did is I overcompensated. I was nice. I was extra nice. Instead of thinking like, oh, this girl doesn't like me and she's intimidating me, or she's intimidated by me and she's being mean to me, I didn't let that shut me down. I was like, hi, how are you? Like I compliment them, and it's genuine compliments. Like, I'm not just going to go up to everyone and just say that.
For sure.
It's like, I want to find something nice in them and help rise them up to know that I'm not in competition with them, and that I just want to have more friends and communities. And that's how I dealt with it. But yes, of course.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of incredible sometimes, you know, that just your own confidence can kind of like almost put people off sometimes. But as you're saying, like, being kind behind it all, you know, that can really change somebody's perception of you so fast. All of a sudden, like, that intimidating factor goes away because they're like, wow, that person isn't being cocky. They're just a confident, positive, happy person. How inspiring. Like, and then they're drawn to you.
Yeah, exactly. And just think of that pretty girl that you met and you're like, oh, like, you feel insecure or intimidated. Wouldn't you like if she like was super nice to you and like made you feel just as good?
Absolutely.
So that's what I do. And whenever I see those confident women that make me feel unconfident, I'm like, no, like, she's not thinking of herself like that. And if she is, cool. But I'm like, no, I got to be nice and friendly and introduce myself instead of letting my insecurities run the show.
Absolutely. And insecurities are something to overcome while building your confidence.
Yes. Yeah. You do it with your insecurities because they don't really go away.
completely. Yeah.
No, they really don't. They stick around your whole entire life, probably. I mean, I haven't lived my whole life yet, but I'm assuming, you know, when you are going through these things and you want to become more confident, you're going to be day by day building it. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't happen overnight.
It does not happen overnight, just like anything.
Absolutely.
Overnight. You're very right.
Yeah. Okay. So, I have a question for you. So what have you personally done to try to build your own confidence in yourself? At your times, you said that you have had those moments of insecurity, but you have been a pretty confident person your whole life. So what did you do to kind of manufacture or fabricate that confidence inside of you to live your life that way?
So for me, I like to fake it till I make it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, like a little hack that I can give an example of, you know, like right now I'm ready. I just got out of the shower. Like this pink is popping. I like this lipstick. I'm feeling good. This is me being confident. Okay. But some days, like my hair is pulled back. It's greasy. I'm breaking out. I'm not feeling good. I don't feel confident. What I do is I visualize and harness that, like, other Tia. Like, I harness, like, how would I feel if I did have makeup on? How would I feel if I did feel confident? And then I just kind of, like, feel it anyways, because if you, like, hunch your shoulders, like, watch what happens when I feel not confident. Like,
mm-hmm. You slouch over.
Like,
mm-hmm.
You don't look as good.
Yep.
Like, hi, how are you doing? Like, so you might as well fake it till you make it, and you'll look prettier. You'll look and feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, like, I like what you mentioned about posture, because it's mm-hmm. you're exactly right. Like, if you are feeling down in the dumps, you're slouching over, you're feeling sad, you're having a bad day, you know, if I were to describe that to you with your eyes closed, what kind of picture would you come up with? You would imagine a person slouching over, kind of like in a little ball. But if you're thinking, if I said, think of someone that's confident, and I described all the things that you just said, you would be thinking of this powerful person standing up straight, you know, strong, like feet on the ground, all planted. And yeah, so that's just absolutely perfect.
Yeah, 100%. I love it. Yeah. So you guys, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so definitely having, like, if you're feeling bad, something you could do is, like, primp yourself up, put a little makeup on, you know, take a shower, wash that hair, like, start doing those physical things that are going to make you into that happy, comfortable place where you know, like, mm-hmm. hey, you know what? I'm fresh to death right now. I'm feeling kind of good. You know what? Let's get those nails done. Let's slap on some lipstick and go to the grocery store today instead of, like, I just crawl out of bed, throw in my hair in a ponytail and, like, feel kind of frumpy. Because, like, if you're living your day like that, you're probably, more often than not going to be as confident as you would as if you're, like, putting yourself together.
Yeah, and then just kind of on a different note, just letting you guys know, I don't get ready every day.
Mm-hmm.
I still go out without makeup, and I still go out when I don't feel confident. So, for example, today I woke up, I slicked my hair back, I didn't put any makeup on, and I went to the gym. And this also helps with my confidence because I own it and I get comfortable in my own skin with my acne, and literally I act confident while I'm there. And then when you look in the mirror, don't pick yourself apart. This is like something to practice from now on, you guys. Mm. Don't look at the mirror at the gym and be like, oh my gosh, my belly. Oh my gosh, my face. Oh my gosh, my acne. I don't look pretty without makeup. My hair slicked back. Those are things that I could have thought today, okay? Mm-hmm. So instead, I look at that myself while I was working out. And I was like, I was like, oh, I like my eyebrows. Like, do simple things. Like, whatever is the easiest. Or like, okay, like, I'm fit. Like, be nice to yourself while you're looking at yourself all the time. And I think that is the best thing to, like, take away from this, is to start looking at yourself and naming nice things, not rude things.
Absolutely. And that kind of segues into positive self-talk. Positive self-talk is so incredibly important when building self-confidence, wouldn't you say?
Yes, 100%. No, like, way, like, game changer.
Absolutely. Like, if you're like, oh, God, I am so stupid. I forgot that there was gas and I am now like ready to go to my appointment. Like, oh my God, I'm such an idiot. I told myself to remind myself like twice yesterday and this morning, like, oh man, like you've got to give yourself a little bit of slack and give yourself a little bit of a break. Like, we're all human, you know, like maybe make that call and say, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late because you got to get gas. But you know what I mean? Like, it's going to build your confidence that way if you are giving yourself those positive affirmations, you know? Okay, well, hey, I forgot this time, but you know what? Next time, I'm not going to forget because I'm going to put a post-it on my door or my fridge so I can remember. And that way, I won't be late next time. That way, I'm going to be early and I'm going to be on time. I'm going to be like ready to roll. And then your confidence is still just, it's just coasting along, going up and up and up.
Yep, 100%. Do you care if I share like a little story about that?
I would love to hear it.
So my biggest insecurity is acne, okay? I have zits, I have acne, I've had it for like over 10 years and it's the most biggest pain in the butt and it makes me feel really insecure. Mm-hmm. So what I realized when I was really struggling with my acne was that's all I was thinking about. All I was thinking about was, do I have a pimple? Are people looking at it? Is there a whitehead? I need to go look at it. I need to go pop it. Like, literally, it was controlling my thoughts. Mm-hmm. It was constant. It would be in the car. I literally pull down the mirror and look at it. Like, what is this? Okay. And that thought made it worse. That thought, stress, all of the stress made it worse. It made me pick more. It made me frustrate more. Like, all this negative energy on my face literally made it break out more. Mm-hmm. So that works with your body too. Like, if you're looking at the mirror and you're always looking at your belly and you're like, oh my gosh, I hate my belly, I hate my legs, I hate my hair, whatever it is, you're putting so much negative energy into your body that it's not going to get better.
Right.
It's going to make you put negative things into your body. Just like me, touch my face, putting negative stuff on my face, putting negative stuff on your body when you're hating it. Mm-hmm. But when you're loving it, you naturally will start putting nice things into it.
Yeah.
You'll be putting love on it and it'll just completely change the game.
Absolutely. And when you're stressing and you're worrying and you're obsessing over that acne, your cortisol levels go up. And what does that do? It puts your body into more stress, which creates more acne and it creates more gray hairs and more hair fallout and things like that. I mean, cortisol is like a gnarly, gnarly chemical in your body, and it affects everything.
Yeah, 100%, you guys.
Yeah.
So it sounds kind of silly sometimes, like, oh, like thoughts create your reality, but your thought leads to actions and beliefs, and when you're working from a better mindset and self-love, you take better actions, and your better actions lead to better results.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I'm going to like get a clip of that and post that in the notes down below. Yeah. That's just so, so on point, girlfriend. Oh, and thank you for being vulnerable enough to share something like that. Do you find being more vulnerable creates more confidence?
Yes. This is such a good question. So I'm all about vulnerability.
Me too. Like,
all about it. I've shared nearly everything that I've been scared to share. And it starts building self-acceptance in yourself that you think that people are going to hate you. They're going to say bad things about you. You have all this crazy stuff in your brain that you make way worse than it actually is. And then when you actually share it and people were like, I didn't even know you had acne.
Yeah.
Or like, you're still beautiful, or like all these things that made me feel better when I shared a picture of like my bad acne, like when I was breaking out, when I felt uglier than a piece of poop, like it helped me feel better. And then, you know, when I'm at the gym, I'm like, okay, not everybody is looking at my acne. That's just in my head.
Right.
And you start building self-acceptance and self-love. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. See, self-acceptance, you know, like that is actually a phrase that I don't hear enough of. Like you hear self-love, you hear self-esteem, but self-acceptance, I feel like that word means something different almost, you know, accepting the way you are and then loving what that is.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. You know, self-acceptance. Mm-hmm. Like I absolutely love that, Tia. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I would say I don't really love my acne, so I probably wouldn't say that very much, but I do accept it now and I do feel more confident.
Right.
And when I do love myself and my face, I pick less and it gets better.
There you go.
I also do a lot of healthy habits, but I do notice that's a big game changer.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what are some of the activities? Because I know you have some really fun activities that you do. What are some of the ones that you do daily, weekly, or as much as you possibly can? I know you mentioned the gym and things like that, but what are some other things that you do that help you feel more confident and sexy in your body? You are the sexy biz babe after all.
Yes. Sexy biz babe has all the tips on this. This is stuff I've been doing my whole life. Well, this tip is a different one, but we're just going to go a little fun. We'll start with this one. Okay. So this one's kind of ballsy. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So you look at yourself in the mirror naked and instead of tearing yourself apart, start loving, no matter how small it is, whether it's your nose or your teeth or your hair, but start loving your body. Like even put on lotion and like really like love your skin. Be like, I'm putting love on my body.
Mm.
And then when you see your imperfections, like love it. And when you look in the mirror, try and name like 20 to 50 things positive and loving about yourself. It could be as small as like, I love my blonde hair or like,
so
I don't
physical
know,
things.
Positive. Yes, physical. You could even be like I love that I'm healthy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You could be like, I love that I'm so healthy. I love that I'm feeling good.
Right.
Like anything.
Right. I'm loving that I'm feeding myself properly, that I'm drinking enough water, like stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, but really, like, look in the mirror and gaze at yourself, and it will feel really uncomfortable at first, but it will really help build your confidence.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right, so you said you had a couple, so what's another one?
Yeah. Okay, so another one is in the shower. I'm all about water because I'm a fire sign and I'm super, super fiery, and then so water really calms me down.
Okay.
This is all about the elements, but in the shower, I like to kind of like dance. I'm weird, but
that's not explicit.
I like to kind of
to the shower, girlfriend.
Yeah, I dance always, but in the shower, I think that people could really like love on themselves and like move their body, even if it's just eights, like a circle of eight, like hip circles.
Okay,
and then just like, ooh, what does this feel like? And then feel into it, like so. While you're in the shower, kind of get your groove on and like. Move your hips and just really love it. Love it. Enjoy it. And like when you start feeling weird, just be like, you know what? No, this is powerful. Like this feels good, and feel more into that.
I love that. Do you listen to music when you're in the shower doing that? Or is it just like you're playing your brain tunes?
So it's both.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm listening to music. Sometimes I'm listening to a podcast, but yeah, right. I almost always do that.
Okay.
It's just kind of a routine now.
Awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah. It kind of like ignites your sexy energy.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm glad you touched on your sexy energy. So I know that you do these amazing, amazing dances. Will you go into some of that, please?
Okay. So I've been in pole fitness for 4 years.
Okay.
And I started it because I wanted a workout. Dance classes were really expensive. I didn't really want to do dance classes. And this is a funny fact, but I broke my back in 7 places. And dancing actually kind of hurts. If, like, at the beginning, it would hurt the jarring. If you're moving too much, it did hurt my back. And I found out about aerial silks, and I tried that because one of my friends invited me. And then I saw the poll and I was like, this is so dope. I want to do poll. And so I tried pole and I just loved it so much more. It's really, really strenuous. A lot of abs, a lot of arms. Like you can see, I'm pretty buff.
Yeah.
So it really, and it builds up my confidence and my power and I feel strong. And it's such a loving environment because all the women there are different and loving. And no matter what size you are or who you are, there's a lot of all shapes and sizes and different types of people. And we're all very accepting and loving. So it's just a really powerful place to go. And I love it and I feel powerful. And I let my sexy side out even more now.
That's so cool. And it sounds like you have a good tribe of women there, which is something that I talk about in this group, Courageous and Empowered Women. You know, building a tribe that you trust, that you feel comfortable around, you know, I mean, like, mm-hmm. you know, what you're doing could perhaps be taboo to some people, right? Have you found that to be the case?
So I grew up in Utah and I did it in Utah.
Oh.
And so it was a little more taboo there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a professional dancer. I have no problem with professional dancers, but I never have been. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of uncomfortable to tell my family. In fact, I hid it for several years mm-hmm. and it was weird at first, but in California, not so much.
Right.
Not so much. There's right. literally studios all over the place.
Right.
I don't share it with actually I kind of do now, but I used to not share it with guys I dated.
Oh, okay.
Because they'd be like, oh, are you a dude?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what?
It's like they're going towards that, like, oh, hey, you know, instead of like getting to know the genuine you, they like think of it in a sleazy way rather than like you're yeah. doing this for fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I think it's gotten a lot bigger
mm-hmm.
and a lot more people have heard about it. And I just own it more.
Good.
Probably because I feel a little more self-acceptance for it. Probably because I've shared with my family now.
Right.
And yeah, I just kind of own it now. I'm like, yeah, I do pole fitness.
Yeah.
Versus, yeah, I do pole fitness.
Right. Like feeling like, oh, am I ashamed of this? You know? Yeah. So that's great. I mean, that's a perfect example of confidence as well, because going to all those classes and being in that community, having that tribe, that's going to build your confidence to the point where you are comfortable enough to tell your family.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did. And yeah, they accepted me and yeah, that's fine. They didn't like care to talk about it, but right.
but with the pole fitness,
that one side
with the pole fitness, it's not nude, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So I just you see to, my videos.
No, I just wanted to like triple clarify that just for like the people who are watching, and because I was 99.999% sure, okay. but then I was like, I also don't know if that is something, because you've said you're not a. You're not an exotic dancer. You do pole yeah. fitness. Exactly. So
yeah.
just to kind of clarify more so for the audience, I pretty much knew that, but yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. People wear whatever they want,
yeah.
but yes, you usually have to have some skin showing to do the tricks on the pole.
Oh, okay.
Like
oh,
you have to
you have
your arm
with it, right?
You have to grip it. That's
right.
why we don't wear a lot of clothing is
Got
because
it.
If we wear clothing, you fall off the
Slips
pole.
Slips right down.
But if you're, yeah, so yeah. it's all about the grip. And that's why you don't wear a lot of clothing. But
that's why you're strong.
Yeah, you can wear shirts, you can wear like shorts, but you have to like, you still have to wear less clothing.
Right, for sure. That totally makes sense. Yeah. I wasn't trying to be offensive or like weird or anything. I just know that some of the people in this community, they yeah. may or may not be very familiar with pole mm-hmm. fitness. I have such yeah. a wide variety of beautiful, wonderful women across the entire United States, and I even have some women from other countries in this group as well, so they just might be unfamiliar.
Yeah, no problem.
So we're coming up on our 30 minutes, and I want to be respectful of your time. So for like a little closing question, I'd say is, what would you say would be like the number one thing that any of the women that have been watching this video, what tip can you give them on gaining more confidence to take away right now and implement today?
To start, like, write a list of what makes you you.
Ooh.
And if you don't know what that is, try and find that out. Ask your friends. Ask your friends. Be like, hey, what do you like about me? Your close friends. And then, like, the ones that you like, that's you then, and own it more. Like, so people like that I'm bubbly. Own it more. Mm. People like that I'm, like, bright and shiny and sexy. So I own it more instead of hiding it. So all those lists, make a list of the things about you that maybe you want to show more or you're not showing.
Mm-hmm.
And try to be more authentically you, because you're never going to be truly confident if you're trying to be somebody else.
Oof. There you go, ladies. Boom. Mic drop. Mic drop right there. All right, Tealyn, where can my audience find you?
Awesome. So you can definitely follow me. You can add me as a friend right here, you know, Tealyn on Facebook. And then on all the things, I'm Sexy Biz Babe. So Instagram, my business page, I think comes up with Sexy Biz Babe. If not, it's Tealyn. And yeah, Sexy Biz Babe on my podcast.
Okay.
And I would love if you guys listen to it. It has a lot of good tips for being confident, sexy, owning your power, and a lot of business stuff too.
Thank you so much for your time today, Tia. I really appreciate you dropping in my women's group and just dropping some major fire and bringing the energy as you always do. And I'm so grateful to have you today.
Yeah, thanks so much. And then did you want me to share that freebie still?
Yeah, please go right ahead.
Okay, so if you guys go to levelupwithtia.com, at the very top, there's a freebie. And the freebie is 5 steps to create powerful content that sells. So this could be for bloggers, YouTubers, this could be for businesses, this could be for a lot of things. If you just want to make really powerful content, you can also use this. So download it and check it out.
Perfect.
Hey you guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to go ahead and check out Become a Sex Goddess to become that sexy goddess where you feel confident in your body, you are stepping out of that shame and connecting to your pleasure and having better relationships and better relationships with sex, better pleasure, more orgasms, and feel that sexy body. So go check it out. The link is in the bio, and I hope you guys have a great day. Go ahead and share this with your friends, and please leave me a review so you can help this rank and I can get this out to more and more people. Have a great day.